congregational meeting directly following this morning's worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that service, that meeting, to be brought up to date on the church activities. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and next Sunday, this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from from Matthew 1:21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And now our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 89, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Victor? Thank you, Joe. Let's turn to our hymn, a Christmas hymn, number 89, Angels We Have Heard on High. We'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Yes.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing on the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains.
Turn to our second hymn, number 94, What Child Is This? Turn to our last hymn, number 154, and if you would please rise and sing with me, For God So Loved the World. Now, this hymn is very short, so we're going to sing it through twice, okay? All right.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree. Sin to
Otero.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. It is a pleasure to worship and celebrate the month of December. After many analyses, the doctors say, go home, you don't have anything. But sometimes I get dizzy and so on. They say, it's allergies. I say, well, I'm married. Is it a problem? No problem. He's a new doctor. He says, I think I have a problem. So I'm married for so long. He said, I have no problem. He said, don't get excited. Drink a lot of water and Benadryl, who makes you really going around. But praise the Lord, he is going to get over with me. Let's pray and celebrate with God his faithfulness. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the scripture in King David's, in Psalm 117, when he said, praise the Lord, all nations, exalt him, all people, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. We thank you for everyone gathered here now together, and also with those in the internet and in the radio. Thank you that you know each of us by name and have caused us to be here with you this morning. As we surrender ourselves in adoration, we ask that you will come by your Holy Spirit and inspire our hearts today. Come, fill our lives with your love, fill our conversation with your grace and truth, fill our worship service with your presence. Open our minds so that we may receive your wisdom. Open our spirit so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may be able to be obedient to you and follow you. Heavenly Father, your love is as wide as the oceans, as deep as the sea, and as tall as heavens. May your spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore those who are ill. And so we pray for Dwight, for C, for Maida Cohn, who has spots of cancer, for her mother, who is in El Camino Hospital, for Mary Swart, Lord, she wrote a letter in remembrance of her husband, and she's alone now in this Christmas. She had the Swart family in Baltimore who are listeners and also have the city ministry. Lord, how wonderful that family. And we lost her husband, and we pray for her that she be convinced that the presence of Christ is her company now. For Joshua Yalde, that one day he will walk freely. And for Jorge Pareti, my brother-in-law, who has a heart attack, and now he's in time of recovery. And for myself, with these pulmonary allergies that bother me, and you know why they came, and you know when they're going to go out. We pray for those who are serving you as missionaries, and we pray that the Holy Spirit lead them, and they recognize when the door is open for their ministry. And so, Father, we pray that God will lead our missionaries to people and ministries ready to receive his word and his counsel. Bless every project in the heart of the missionaries, that they may accomplish it to your glory. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, and we pray for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Marta Peretti, for Jose and Diane Avila, for the informed choice in Gilroy, San Martin, and Morin Hill, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, for Fred and Carol Lewis, And we pray for Ignacio Parra as he presented the ministry in Bacharach. Lord, we took an offering last Sunday. We're going to send it out and it's short of what he needs. But we pray the other churches will open the door and feel that open. So their Heavenly Father, we want to take a minute not to ask for anything, but to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all we have. You have supplied our life. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his
glorious light. Yes, shall the shout, for the Lord is coming. Shall the shout from the mountains height. He will come and celebrate the King, the King.
Choir, will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1151. We will be reading John chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, John chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures through which generations have come to know you and of your love and mercy for sinners. Though we have sinned against you and others, you have rescued us from judgment and condemnation, not imposing the penalty due us, but rather sending your sinless Son to bear our sins and pay the terrible price of our disobedience. By your grace, you have taken away our hearts of stone and given us new hearts of flesh, so that we might believe all that is written of the Lord Jesus Christ in your holy word and to be recipients of your great salvation. Having no righteousness of our own, amazingly, you have applied the righteousness of Christ to us when we first believed and you accepted us in him. We will forever praise and thank you, Father, for such love and mercy in giving us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the great life-giving truths from your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Bless us with understanding that we may live lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.